Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Raw is tonight. I think they're going head-to-head with two NFL games, so what can you do? You know what you can do? You can book Last Monster Standing, Bronson Reed versus Braun Strowman. So we'll tell you about Raw here tonight, what they've got coming up. Got a big lineup for the show. Also, tomorrow is the CW debut of NXT. And you know, we always talk about YouTube TV and the pluses and minuses and this and that. You know what a big plus is? I didn't have to do anything. It's just going to record it. Didn't have to remember. Didn't have to switch a recording. I just told it to record NXT years ago, and it always gets it. And that will not change tomorrow. For Ethan Page and Trick Williams with CM Punk as guest referee and more, we'll tell you about that. Five-year anniversary show of Dynamite is Wednesday. We got three matches, nothing else. We'll tell you what we know. It's coming Saturday is Bad Blood, WWE Bad Blood. And then, of course, we got all of the news. AEW allegedly strongly considering working with a new development partner for future video games. This is from Insider Gaming. They know their gaming news at Insider Gaming. We'll tell you about that. Royal Rumble on sale date for tickets. We got New Japan, King of Pro Wrestling coming up. More on the CW debut. And strange interview by Swerve Strickland. It had a lot of people talking. And I honestly don't know what to make of it. I know people got mad about it, but we'll tell you about what happened. And then Tony Storm, Nikita Lyons, the collision and SmackDown reports from this past weekend, and plenty more. So if you want, text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
It's finally starting to actually feel like fall outside. So you know what that means. Time to get to Kohl's for cozy, comfy, and cute outfits. With their friends and family sale, I saved 20% on everyday styles that I can't wait to wear all fall long. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. But don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end October 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Here we are here today.
Got that energy.
I was looking through Twitter, and it looks like Lenny's going to start a podcast where he doesn't talk at all about WWE.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Oh, I do. No, I believe that 100%.
No, no. He's going to have to talk about it because he's going to have to throw shade at it.
That's true. It's going to be hard for him not to to talk about how unsuccessful WWE is nowadays. Speaking of tonight, we got Raw. So we got Last Monster Standing, Bronson Reed versus Braun Strowman. That's a main event in any arena in this country. Rey Mysterio versus Xavier Woods. Kofi Kingston versus Chad Gable. Judgment Day versus the LWO, Dominic, Carlito, and JD versus Dragon Lee, Joaquin, and Cruz. Zoe Stark versus Lyra. CM Punk and Drew McIntyre to both speak. And Intercontinental Champion Jey Uso will appear. Who, of course, won the title last week. I was not expecting that, but he did. So congratulations to Jey Uso. Not exactly a stellar lineup aside from the real main event. Last Monster Standing. Wonder where they're going to position that on the show. I mean, that should be the main event.
It's my main event.
It should be the main event. But I don't know if they're going to end the show with that. You know what I mean? Because ending the show, like, it's the go-home show for the pay-per-view this weekend. So we kind of have to, you know, do something with that.
Plus, you never know. With a Last Man Standing match, we could have a situation where Bronson Reed, say, destroys Braun Strowman. Then we're going to have an angle where they're loading Braun Strowman into an ambulance and Bronson Reed jumps on the ambulance and picks it up and throws it or something like that. Something crazy that Bronson Reed would do now. So, yeah, I mean, it could happen in the middle of the show as well, too, just depending on what they want to do. But it's obviously, I don't know, at least I'm looking forward to it the most. I'm not sure about everybody else.
And then tomorrow we got NXT on the CW. Now, this is a show I'm looking forward to because I've said it before. I want to love NXT. I used to call it my favorite show till they really started to just dig that knife in and twist it. But you know what? Shawn Michaels has said we're going to see some big changes, production-wise, et cetera, et cetera. They have to identify everybody on the CW debut. They must.
Here we go.
You must identify everybody. You know, somebody the other day goes, you know, if you tune into, I don't know, Modern Family, some random show, You know, they're not going to put graphics on the screen for all of the characters. It's like, I know that. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to have characters say each other's names. You will watch the show, and by the end of the show, you will know everyone's name. They don't even do that at NXT. Like, I don't care if you don't put graphics on the screen, if you say everybody's name, if you introduce everybody, if you have the person interviewing saying, we're here with Jada Fire. Jada, tell us what's going on.
Jada Fire.
Whatever her name is. What's her name?
Jada Parker.
Who's Jada Fire?
Alba Fire.
Alba Fire?
Some stripper you were paying off, that's who.
I hope she has a better name than that. But anyway.
Now coming to the stage.
The point is, we've got to have graphics. It's the CW. You know, they had a thing like Brandon Thurston. Here's the ratings on the CW and how the show does and everything. And they you know, they don't do well. This is going to be the most watched show on the CW.
Hands down.
And the thing is, here's what people don't understand.
What's that?
So somebody on the board had a real weird comment the other day.
That's a shock.
But it was like they were being sincere, but I don't think they knew what they were talking about. Or they were, there was like some sort of confusion. They said like, you know, they said something like Fox actually only has 80 million homes. It's actually very close to USA. So, you know, when WWE moves from SmackDown to USA, it shouldn't be like a huge draw. And I was like, what? And they said something like, we were all surprised when we found out this information. And I was like, well, I'm pretty freaking surprised too. So I was like, you know, this wasn't someone being a troll. It was like, they believed that Fox was only available in 80 million homes, which is slightly more than USA is. And I was like, no, that's not right. So I did some investigation. And I did find out, I believe, what they were talking about, and they were confused. But they had good intentions. So basically what happens is this. Here's a thing with network versus cable, everybody.
He has good intentions right now, confusing the hell out of you.
No. I'm just going to explain this to everybody, okay?
All right.
Network TV is available in every single solitary home that has a television, okay?
And how many is that?
If you go to, it's like 120 million or whatever, 125 million, 130 million. If you go to Costco and you buy a new TV and you bring it home and you plug it in, okay? And you don't have anything else. You don't have an Apple TV. You don't have a cable. You don't have cable. You have nothing, okay? You can buy an antenna and pick up the broadcast channels.
Do some scanning.
ABC, CBS, Fox, etc. Okay?
Except if you live where I live and you can't pick up any of that because you're that far out.
But no, you could get it. If you get rabbit ears, or whatever they have nowadays.
No, believe me, I actually had to get the gimmick because like Salisbury, that's far
But
away.
You can get a gimmick and you can get the broadcast channels. Okay? Now, CW is a broadcast channel. So every single solitary home with a television in this country can get the CW. Every single home in this country can get Fox. And as far as like the cable channels, well, you can only get those if you have cable or you have some streaming service that gets the cable channels. And so those numbers are significantly smaller. Now, I think the confusion was Nielsen cannot track folks that are using rabbit ears, okay? So apparently they're only able to track X number of homes, which is significantly less than the 120, 130 million that these. But the point is, every single television can get the broadcast channels. And so the numbers are always higher if you're on broadcast and if you're on cable. The actual number of people watching and even the ratings as well.
Now, there is a little problem here.
What is that?
For some people, there are going to be people that do not have CW in their market. And if that is the case, if you don't have a CW affiliate in your market, and there are going to be a few people like that.
That is true, but I looked at the numbers, and it's not much lower. It's like 116 compared to 123 or something. But like the point is, you're going to have like 116 million people in this country. And that's just actually people with TVs, okay? If two people are in your house watching the TV, I mean, You have the potential for 320 million people watching your show. That's not even going to close to the numbers, but you have that potential. So if you are going on CW tomorrow for the very first time ever, better identify everybody. Who are these people? Put a graphic on the screen or say their names. Just throwing it out there. We got Ethan Page, Trick Williams with CM Punk as referee for the NXT title. Roxanne Perez and Julia for the NXT women's title, which, by the way, is the opener on the CW. You know what that tells me? For sure title change.
Nah.
I also think there's a for sure title change in the Ethan Page, Trick Williams match. I think we're having two title changes to kick off NXT on CW.
You don't think there's a chance that nope. Backer gets involved?
Nope. She'll challenge the winner.
All right.
We have got Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill appearing. They're just doing a lot of appearances lately. They're also the hosts of the pay-per-view this weekend. We got Roxanne Perez. I don't know that one. We got Miz TV with Oba Femi and Tony D. Can't wait for that one. And Jada Parker and the absolutely, completely, repeatedly unidentified Lola Vice will be facing two members of Fatal Influence. Sounds like everybody on the show. Two members of the NXT roster. Will we find out who they are and will they be named? That is a question we will find out tomorrow. We'll have it answered. And then we have Dynamite on Wednesday. Will Ospreay versus Ricochet for the international title. Britt Baker versus Serena Deeb. And Hangman Page and Juice Robinson. And we know nothing else. Back in a moment with some news. Observer Live.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So this came out today. Scoop sheets for the video games. Insider Gaming reported on Monday, which sounds like a crime, by the way. Insider Gaming. Says here, AW is strongly considering working with a new development partner for future video games. AW Fight Forever was released on June 29, 2023 to mixed reviews. Game was developed by Yuke's, the Osaka-based company that also worked with WWE Games 2020-18. Remember everybody was asking, like, how did the game do? People were asking. Because, you know, they were working on that game for years. And, like, the story was, we're putting a lot of money into this, but, man, that game's going to come out, and we're just going to make bank. So it says here, AEW knows that things didn't go the way they expected, one source reportedly said. The game was over budget, and it underdelivered when it came out. It has AEW strongly considering moving to a new developer for their games. There are feelers out to some of the larger developers in the space, including some obvious ones, to see what the interest in wrestling games are. They are doing their due diligence before any decision is made. AEW owns the rights to the Fight Forever engine, can bring it with them to a new developer if they choose. However, today's report does leave room for AEW and Yuke's to work together again in the future. Everything is on the table, Insider Gaming was told. There were some positives with the Yuke's relationship. Some feel that with a foundation in place, another game can make things better, rather than giving up after one attempt, but you can argue that there are concerns with how things went in the final year of the game's development. In August 2022, there were reports that Kenny Omega and Yuke's had butted heads, that Omega had grown frustrated working with the company. April 2024, Insider Gaming reported Yuke's felt under pressure to, quote, deliver something faster than it would have should have been. How long does it take to make a game? They were working on it for like 4 years, weren't they? Anyway, I never played the game once. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what it is. Did you play it?
Me?
Yeah, you. Who else would I be talking to?
No, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Why?
There's only a couple of video games I play.
Super Mario Brothers?
MLB The Show.
Donkey Kong?
I say Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. I beat Tyson.
I did too.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
As soon as you get that thing down, it was, you were able to,
there was like a trick, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was like when, as soon as he blinked his eyes, you had to hit the, make sure you hit the blocks and everything, then you landed a couple punches, and then you went back to Super Macho Man eventually at the end.
Well, listen, what'd you guys think of the game? Text me 425-780-7566. I'm not an expert. I want to know what you thought about it. So send me a message, 425-780-7566. What you liked, what you didn't like. Should they go back with Yuke's? This person says that timeline is about average. So, there you go.
Well, hey, look, if they were butting heads, that certainly could be one of the things they were butting heads over. And Kenny Omega saying, hey, you got to get this game out faster. We got people that have been dying to play it. We've been waiting too long. And Yuke's could say, hey, you haven't given us enough time. You might put out a shoddy product. Who knows what took place? This is way out of my, you know, element here, way out of my depths when it comes to talking about video games.
People can't believe I beat Tyson. I've told this story before, but listen, I had a probably 2-year period where I was like completely obsessed with video games. It was either 5th grade and 6th grade or 6th grade and 7th grade.
The Nintendo Entertainment System?
So I was either, I think I was like maybe 12, 13, and 14. So this would have been
round about there, yeah.
86, 87, 88, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I discovered wrestling, and that was it for video games. I was an athlete at that point.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyway,
yes.
During that period, I had, like, the original Nintendo, and I think I got whatever the Sega was at the time.
Sega Genesis was
might have been
one.
A Genesis or whatever. And man, I played every video game during that period, every single one of them. And you can call me a liar if you want. I don't care. I beat every single solitary game. Every one of them. There was no game I could not beat. Until I came across Mighty Bomb Jack. I've told this story before. I hate that game. I absolutely, positively hate Mighty Bomb Jack. I could never beat that game. And back then, there was no internet. And so, like, I think there was like video game magazines, and you could order out to get like stuff sent to you that would try and give you tips or whatever to help beat a game.
Yeah, 976 and 900 tip lines.
I don't know, but like everything that you got that was going to try to help you beat Mighty Bomb Jack, it was like they were written in Japan, but like very, very poorly translated. So, like, I would have been better off trying to read how to beat it in Japanese than whatever was translated into English. You just read it and it was like, what? What? And I could not beat this game. I remember this to this day. Hated that game. And I think that probably was the end of my... That and discovering wrestling, you know, that was a double whammy. I was like, I was done with video games. I stopped playing them. And I literally have never played one again, except my when I went up, I guess my uncle-in-law, he has like a video game room with the actual arcade style games, and he's got like Pac-Man and Dig Dug and, you know, Donkey Kong.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I'd play those, but I mean, that's it. It was done. Done.
Do you ever like the pinball?
I'm pretty sure I played pinball. Like, I once went back on Wikipedia and I looked up like all the games from that era. And, you know, you read through the list and you're like, oh my God, I remember that game. I hadn't heard the name of that game in 30 years. Wow. And I don't remember anything about half of them, but I played every game. I could beat every single game, including Punch-Out.
Now, when you say you beat all of these games, like, are you saying you did it all purely, or you got the code for Contra where you got the 99 lives? And
no. No,
so you beat them all clean.
Even well, I would beat it like
Tyson. You beat it clean.
Super Mario Brothers. I could go from the beginning all the way to the end without skipping any worlds and not dying once. Like
jumping
I
in no pipes.
Dominated that game, but I also knew like all the tricks, like how to get to negative world, and you know you have to jump and swim backwards to walk through the wall in the water. All
go.
That stuff, all of it.
Did you like two?
Super Mario Brothers two.
Actually, yeah, I had to go back because
one right.
was good, three was good. I had to go back and actually like two. I didn't really like that one.
It was all right, but anyway, yes, could never beat Mighty Bomb Jack. Hated that game.
There was a Nintendo, and you didn't play this one, I'm sure. I don't know if you ever played The Ring Middleweights, and I think it may have been Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis that it was out for. That was a cool little game, and they actually came out with a second version that barely got any play. It was Julio Cesar Chavez boxing, basically is what they called it. But that was a great game with Hagler and Hearns and Leonard and, you know, Sugar Ray Robinson. That was an actual fun boxing game. At a time where it was tough to do boxing games, there still really hasn't been great boxing games, which disappoints me.
Leisure Suit Larry. Hey, I did play Zork.
What was Zork?
It was like it was even further back because I'm really old. I played Pong. Zork was a text game. So, you know, it would tell a story and then you would write like, open door. And then it would say, you have no key. And it's like, oh, God. Well, go west. It's like, it's stupid.
That's
and
like
then
sense.
The other one where you go west, where you die of dysentery or whatever.
Oregon Trail,
played that one?
That one I played, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
That was back
the
in the day, too, before color. It was just like the old green on the screen in the library at school. Like, that's what it was. And then it was a big deal that, like, wow, we got color for Oregon Trail. Oh, my God, graphics. Look
at
this.
I don't think I ever got color for Oregon Trail. If it was in black and white, it was always. And then in eighth grade, we had computer programming class, and they had these big old
Damn.
Apple IIe's. Just these ancient square. I don't even remember what I played. But yeah, I used to program in BASIC, believe it or not. God, what I would have been nowadays if I hadn't discovered wrestling. Who knows?
God, I don't remember there were computers. I remember using the English department had them for like my 11th and 12th grade year. We actually typed up reports on it. But other than that, like, we didn't have anything for the longest time. When I started going to school, they actually used to roll in the film projector with the gimmick on it, the old actual real projector, and we actually watched things that way.
No.
So far back
I was using VHS by that time. Anyway, what's the point of this? Oh, yeah, AW had a video game people didn't like. That's the point. Never played it. The only video games I ever played that involved combat were Punch-Out!, and the original pro wrestling with the Amazon that chomped you. Those are the only two I ever played.
Starman,
yeah. Starman.
Well, there you go. AEW and NXT have something in common.
Maybe AEW should bring in Mike Tyson and Starman for that game next time.
Deficient
the Amazon.
Well, wait a second. The last time AEW had Mike Tyson there, he was yawning on camera, falling asleep.
It's true. We never got that match with Jericho. Anyway. Ticket on sale date for Royal Rumble 2025 is approaching. It'll be Friday, November 15th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Ticket pre-sale 10 a.m. Eastern on November 13th. Lucas Oil Stadium, Indianapolis, February 1st. It's part of the deal between
residency in Indianapolis.
WWE and Indiana Sports Corp. That also includes Lucas Oil Stadium hosting a future WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
Oh, McAfee for the title.
They did note that it's only a one-night event, so at least we still got that. But SummerSlam, moving to two nights. And maybe one of these days Royal Rumble will as well. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Nothing on that beat, nope.
Here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched two new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence, sponsored by IBM.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples Hot Deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Yeah.
Hey, come on. Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Let's see if anyone's texted here about this this video game. Don't disrespect the Breakfast Club radio show. They're the best. They've been doing their show for 14 years, and they're funny. Did I miss something?
Charlemagne the God is texting us, apparently. What did you say about the Breakfast Club?
I don't remember mentioning them at all. Maybe that was just an attempt to get a free plug. Well, you got it.
I don't think they need our plug, I got to be honest with you.
This person here says, I liked Fight Forever as a nice nod to one of my all-time favorite wrestling games, WCW versus The World. Their campaign mode was solid. It needed some polish. And Tony loves him some WCW.
Yeah, well, that's what he grew up with. I mean, look, you're a fan of the wrestling you grew up with. I completely plant my flag behind that philosophy. A lot of the times, the wrestling you grew up with is the best wrestling in the world, and it really does influence you. Not to say you can't, you know, learn from other places, but you can tell he was a huge fan of WCW and ECW and was a child of the 90s. You can absolutely tell that when it comes to how he uses the internet to the type of wrestling that he likes and all that sort of stuff. I mean, he was certainly a product of his times.
As someone who played the video game, it was a fun game in terms of gameplay, but it was so bare bones, lacking graphically, the lack of anything to do after 10 minutes made it a complete waste of money. But the WWE games, which also haven't been good, in my opinion, as of late, have a bunch of other things to do. A more in-depth career mode, a massive creative suite, a general manager mode, a universe mode, which essentially lets you book and run your own wrestling cards. AW Fight Forever had none of these, except for the career mode, which was very basic and not that long to complete.
Now, when it came to its gameplay, I will say I did play No Mercy in WrestleMania 2000 in that era of N64 games that were outstanding that they did, and then, you know, that stuff was great, and I know they wanted to have a lot of that sort of gameplay, you know, involved in it with the grappling and things like that. So I think it was a success as far as some of that stuff went. But yeah, when it comes to, I did hear that, when it comes to as far as what you can do, you can make a lot of guys, download a lot of guys, and have different combinations, but then, you know, ultimately you were just having matches to have matches, which, how about that? What an AEW complaint that is.
This person here says, I want to say the game was not ready for release after however much time was put into it. The game was fun for a very small period of time, but came out feeling unfinished. There was a lot of lacking content. The roster was an odd mix of year one AEW people and people that came in during 2021. So you ended up getting people like Yuka Sakazaki at launch, but Toni Storm was released later on while she is the champion. Also, the Tony they added was the outcast version of Tony when she had been timeless and the champ for months, so we had to wait for an outdated character.
Yeah, and I can understand how that can be tough, but it's also, we're in a world now where everybody wants everything right away, and there is a development process that takes place, and you can't just take people in and pull them out. I mean, we heard that when it came to the WWE video game, that was kind of an issue of, like, you know, there's only so much you can do, and at last minute, Brock Lesnar or whoever it was came out of the game, whatever. But, you know, that's why there's these DLC packs. So when it comes to some of that stuff, I think, you know, I think people should probably have more grace when it comes to it. Because, again, at some point, you got to have a cutoff for this stuff, and things have to keep going, and months go by. I think the NFL, if I'm not mistaken, Madden, I think, had to do a real rush at the end of their game to put in the new kickoffs that the NFL mandated, and had to put in a whole tutorial and all that stuff into the game, and had to do that last minute.
Spurs says, I played Fight Forever. It was definitely lacking. The core gameplay and matches were fun. Felt like an evolution of the old AKI games like WCW NWO Revenge. Problem was, it wasn't deep at all. There was hardly a creation studio that would lend to the longevity like the WWE games have. To add to this, by the way, one of the best things in the game was they put was you put all the titles on one person. I loved seeing Ruby Soho with every title, and that does include men's. So it was accurate, right? This person said AEW Fight Forever was a colossal fail. The game was heavily hyped to be a successor to a Nintendo 64 product that didn't deliver. People purchased a premium edition of the game that falsely advertised Fight Forever, getting all of the downloadable content, only for them to turn around and drop seasonal content that cost additional. A lot of people felt robbed. Game is fun, but lacks the prestige of a wrestling game, lack of entrances, create your own content, etc. Love your show. Thank you.
Well, isn't microtransactions are just a, I guess, a scourge of the gaming industry anyway when it comes to you spend all this money to get, like, some advanced collection and you get all these bonuses to come with it, but oh, wait, you know, in a month you're still going to have to pay money to get this or get that or to increase your presence or whatever it is. And I know that's just something that I don't know if that's a that's one of those things that I guess you can take a moral stand on. It's like ticket prices and fees and things like that. You know, when it comes to AEW, it's like, hey, we're going to do this. We'll do this release at X time of year, but that's going to be it. And they could take a stand that way, I guess.
Man, oh, man, people are passionate about their video games. We're flooded with these.
Hmm.
This person here says Fight Forever was fun, but short on features. The mini games were great, but not enough of them. Would like to see a fresh try. Spurs says, it wasn't a bad video game, but it needed a lot more polish. It was buggy, janky, and the roster was constantly becoming outdated quick. Anyone who bought the game on day one already felt ripped off for paying full price with all of the paid downloadable content to come afterwards. This person here says, I heard video game elites thought the game was lame. But if you were like an average player or below, you probably thought the game was fine. Well, how would have been me? Till I got good.
Well,
I'd become a video game elite.
The one thing I want to know in the last 8 minutes or so of this show is, you know, when it gets right down to it, was it better than the Pride Fighting Championships video game for PS2, which was short on wrestlers, unfortunately, but was awesome?
This person says it was no Dig Dug.
So, well, then it was no Pride game then.
Yeah, right.
Remember when the games used to actually, like, the K1 game, which I never got, but, like, they used to start advertising in the wrestling magazines back then. You really started to see a big, you know, crossover of not just LJN or whatever it was, whoever was making the WWF game back then, but, like, all these other games would start to creep their way in, you know, the fighting aspects.
This person says, my son has a Switch. I bought AEW Fight Forever. Create a character took forever. Gameplay kind of sucked. I played once as Omega and once as Malakai. Lost both times. Couldn't figure out the buttons. Haven't played in a while. I just don't have time to dedicate to it. I just play Wordle.
0 out of 10.
Yeah, he didn't like that one.
I just play Wordle. Oh, man. Are you sure you didn't write that one?
This person said, I would have more grace if they didn't have Toni Storm and her Timeless character doing promos for the DLC her character was coming out in. I didn't understand a word of that, but he was passionate.
Yeah, neither did I.
Now, this guy's got a screenshot of all the belts on one person. Look at that. Although there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so it's not accurate. Yuka Sakazaki, the magical girl, defeated Dr. Britt Baker to earn her first singles win. But she has 5 belts.
Well,
that doesn't make sense.
Like Ultimo Dragon. Maybe she came in with the belts. Then one more.
Interesting. All right. We also have a full card for New Japan King of Pro Wrestling. This is the show with Naito and Zack Sabre Jr. 2 weeks from now, October 14th. Going to see that title change.
Yep.
David Finlay and Goto for the global title. Doki and Sho for the junior title. The Tanahashi 25th anniversary match, which is just basically a 6-person. Jeff Cobb, Yota Tsuji, and Ren Narita 3-way for the TV title. Shingo and Oiwa for the openweight title. Shane Hayes and Mikey Nichols versus Bad Luck Fale and Caveman Ugg.
Caveman Ugg.
You heard me. That's for the IWGP tag team titles.
I assume he's part of the New Zealand dojo.
Caveman Ugg.
Ugg.
UGG. I hope he wrestles in Uggs. And then Kevin Knight and Kushida versus Driller Maloney and Clark Connors. And Hiromu versus Mystico. They just throw in there at the end. Hey, you know, we're going to have Hiromu facing Mystico. This is an afterthought. So that should be fun.
You said Driller Maloney and Clark Connors. They were always fun to watch.
TNA is taping TV on Wednesday and Thursday this week because of the hurricane. Everything got canceled. Like they were going to do the tapings. They like delayed them a couple days and you could just keep using your tickets. After a while, it was like, we ain't doing these tapings. So they'll be taping again October 2nd and 3rd. Skyway Studios in Nashville, $10 tickets. All proceeds go to relief efforts in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yeah, then, like, for real, if people haven't seen that and you got some extra money, throw it, you know, to some relief effort taking place. Asheville, North Carolina, just that entire region got hit by that hurricane and the effects of it, and it is bad, really bad.
Then we had Swerve doing an interview on the Queen's Flip YouTube channel.
Trying to get on the Button podcast.
He says, and this was his exact quote, and there were people who were not happy with this quote. He said, we're about to move. We're about to get on Fox. SmackDown is leaving Fox. And then we're taking Fox. TNT, TBS, and Fox. We got all three of them things. Tony Khan lets me do whatever the F I want. He owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wow.
Maybe I'll tell you to shut up if this was something that shouldn't have gotten out there. Mm-hmm. Or should it have? And that's why you said it to Flip. Because Flip gets all the info. I know you don't know that, Brian. Next year at the cookout, you're going to find out about Queen's Flip.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough, but I can tell you this. I have not heard about Fox. I have heard a Fox station.
It's a Fox proper? No, FS1, yes.
FS1, perhaps. And, you know, I'd be pretty mad, too, if I knew we were getting FS1 and Swerve's out there telling people we're getting Fox.
Hey, look.
I mean, technically it is Fox, but this makes people think you're getting Q13 Fox.
Shame on you for not saying Fox Sports, but then you would have actually given away the whole thing there. You know, they just wanted to put that out there maybe to get some buzz. But bottom line is, if there's not pen to paper on this thing and he said that, it's probably the wrong thing to do because a lot of times stations don't like that sort of thing.
And then we got Nikita Lyons back on house shows. For those that don't recall and people had asked, she tore her ACL, returned, and immediately tore her other ACL. So she's out there with two giant leg braces, one on each leg, and trying again. So best of luck to her, because that sucks. Two in a row. She says she's even now. I'd prefer to just have one. But then we had the weekend shows. Was there anything of note from either show? Not really. At least for Grand Slam. I mean, I will say the one thing, there were two things of note on SmackDown. One is this never-ending series between Andrade and Carmelo. They had a freaking awesome match. Their match was great. And they are now 3-3. So if you want to watch one match from these shows this weekend, I would check out that one. And also, they are doing an exceptional job with this Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, Cody triangle, or whatever it is. I'm really thinking, hey, it's going to be a Swerve and Randy's the one who's going to turn and not Kevin. Should make sense. Or Kevin could turn. I mean, I like
both.
It. Because I don't know which it's going to be, but it's going to be something. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, everything Mike was saying about the video game was accurate, but it is coming from someone who isn't terribly familiar with how bad the video game industry is right now. Just because other games have flaws doesn't mean it instantly becomes acceptable, that it doesn't reach what was promised. Well, that's true. I mean, do your best. Right?
Yeah, but sometimes your best is not good enough, and that's what that person is saying right there when it comes to, I guess, like the DLC issues and extra content and all that sort of stuff. The paying extra.
This person says, not that it matters, but what I meant was that they had Timeless Toni Storm film black and white promos telling you to buy her character, which would lead a lot of people to believe that was the character they were receiving when they purchased it. Instead, they got the older version of her that not many people cared about back when it was on TV, and no one cared when she was months deep in her Timeless Toni character. So basically what they're saying is like, you know, if Cody Rhodes said, hey, you know, buy WWE 2K25 to get Cody Rhodes, and then you buy it and you get Stardust. I think that's what they're saying.
Happened. Oh, man, you didn't even say dashing. You went right to Stardust.
Yeah.
Oof.
This person says, do I play video games with my kids? I told you, I don't play video games. So, no, I don't play with my kids. And Paisley only wants to play Roblox anyway. I don't get it all.
What, Roblox?
Roblox.
Yeah, I know.
What the heck is that?
I was happy Avery grew out of that one quick.
God. Anyway, we're out of time.
Minecraft.
Yeah. Hey, the Filthy Tom show is already up, so go listen to it. It airs at 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern from now on Mondays. Had to change things due to the kids' pickup schedule. And back later on tonight with Dave. Dave and I were up yesterday as well. All of this at WrestlingObserver.com. And you can also subscribe to the podcast only on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, as well as video.f4wonline.com. So no reason you shouldn't subscribe, so go do it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.